Here's the uncomfortable truth this whole series has been building toward. A flywheel and a pump are the same machine. The only difference is who's standing at the outlet. So how do you build it to face the right way? 5 episodes, 1 question. The poor are sitting on a frozen fortune. Thaw it the obvious ways and it doesn't spin. Thaw it the right ways and it can. But the very same engine can run in reverse and drain them. We need a test. Something that tells a flywheel from a pump before you build it. And it turns out someone already wrote it down. Her name was Eleanor Ostrom, the first woman to win the Nobel in Economics. She spent decades on one puzzle. When do communities manage shared wealth well instead of wrecking it? And she found a pattern. The cases that lasted shared a handful of design rules. The people who use the resource define its boundaries, set the rules themselves, monitor one another, and answer to no distant master. Self-governance built into the structure. Read those rules as a test, and the whole series snaps into focus. A flywheel is an unlock where the users own the boundary, write the rules, and keep the surplus. A pump is one where outsiders own all three. Same asset, same unlock. The structure decides which way it spins. Watch it work. Hong Kong wanted a metro without taxing its people to death. So the government handed its transit company the land around future stations, priced before the railway existed. The railway lifts those land values. The company captures the lift and pays for the trains. A world-class system, no taxpayer subsidy. The latent wealth was the rise in land value that the public's own investment created, and the public kept it. Ostrom's test passed at the scale of a city. But it's rarely all or nothing. Take M-Pesa again. It's the single most profitable thing Safaricom owns, hundreds of millions of dollars in profit a year. Extraction, clearly. And yet, well over half its transactions cost the user nothing, the smallest payments are free, and its fees sit below the global average. The same rail books a corporate fortune and leaves real value in poor hands. So the honest test isn't flywheel or pump, it's how much of the surplus do the owners keep? And could the users change the terms if they wanted to? That's why Botswana beat Nigeria on the same kind of wealth. Not better diamonds, better ownership of the spin. Botswana's surplus answered to an accountable public and could be redirected. It grew faster per person than almost anywhere for 30 years. Nigeria's didn't. Governance wasn't a nice to have. Governance was the flywheel. So here's the reframe the whole series was built for. We started by asking how to unlock the poor's latent wealth, the 9.3 trillion in dead capital, the fortune frozen in plain sight. Wrong question. We've known the wealth was there since the first minute. The unlock was never the hard part. The real question is who owns the spin? Whether, when the fortune finally thaws, the loop compounds into the hands that hold it, or drains out to someone else's. Latent wealth is everywhere, in their homes, their phones, their forests, the assets their own governments forgot they owned. And it will keep getting unlocked, with or without us. The only thing worth fighting over is the direction it turns. So don't ask how to thaw the fortune. Ask who'll be standing at the outlet when it does.